Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, teenagers and parents, listen up. I'm going to try to help you out with your strained relationship if you have one going on right now.
When I think of someone to help me with that, I think of you.
Yeah. These are the top things parents and teenagers fight about. So, if you don't have teens and they're on the way to being teenagers, you're going to have this problem probably in a few years. Main thing, they say, time spent on their devices. You know, they're on their iPads or their cell phones all the time trying to get their attention. You can't get their attention. And I'm talking about the parents right now.
That's true.
That's both true. Ways.
You hear mama, hold on.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of kids actually do say that the parents need to get off their cell phones. But that was one of the number one things that they are fighting about. Curfew was another thing. You're out too late, especially on the weekend. What time did you come in? Or sometimes your mom or dad sitting in the living room waiting on you. You open the door and oh no.
That was the worst feeling. Yeah. And you're like, maybe he didn't hear me. And you just hear, get in here.
You're sneaking in like the cartoons, yeah. Like on your tiptoes and trying to climb up the steps that... You know, sometimes they got the one step that makes a noise. You can try to skip that one.
Your whole heart sinks.
Yeah. I didn't ever have arguments about it because my dad would have beat me if I had arguments about it. Like, curfew was curfew, and you didn't argue about it.
Well, my dad, he would make me get up the next morning and do something crazy. Yeah.
So, I heard the TV on as I was walking up to the porch, and I'm like, oh, gosh.
I might as well just stay out here.
He knows I'm home. He heard me drive up.
So. Okay. Who you're dating sometimes becomes a problem, and teenagers and parents fight about that. A lot of times it's hard to get in. My mom never did, you know, get into that about who I was dating. I'm sure she had some judgments.
I think it's more the other way around, though. Mm-hmm. It's probably more whenever the daughter's dating some loser guy, and they're like, oh, no, we don't want to end up with him as our son-in-law.
Okay. On the same note, your friends. And I know my mom for years is that she's been saying, you know, you shouldn't hang out with that little Tommy. He's a bad influence on you. I work with him, Mom. I can't get away from him.
I've been telling her. Influence. I'm like, please tell him not to hang out with me.
did you guys have, like, did your parents ever call out your friends or anything? Like, you should not hang out with him?
What happened mm-hmm. was bad for me is I got in trouble, so I was like, oh, it's because of so-and-so, and uh-huh. It wasn't really him. But I chose him because I didn't want to hang out with him as much, yeah. And I didn't want to tell him the real friend that got me in trouble because I wanted to still be able to hang out with them. So they thought this other kid was bad news, and he mm-hmm. was actually a choir boy, and I was like, yeah, I need to quit hanging out with him.
And they are fighting about, I guess, the bills and money, whatever that is. I know that the teenagers, they seem to need money a lot.
Yeah. Well, at my house, it's more of an issue of like, hey, those 20-minute long or 30-minute long showers are costing me money and on my gas bill. You need to start paying for them.
Well, and what's even worse is now it's all digital. So like my nieces, you know, will say, oh, you're going out to lunch. Where'd you get that money? And my niece will hold up her phone and go, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Like, girl, where do you think that money's coming from?
Venmo is magic. It just shows up in my account. Okay. These are the top things that parents and teenagers fight about. Driving or car use. Sometimes you might be with some friends and they're not paying attention or whatever, or you're speeding and you can see that now on all the apps.
Like, yeah.
Hey, I noticed you were a little lead foot there last night, weren't you?
It's so tough. Kids really can't break the rules anymore.
I know. Life 360 tells you everything, and they share it willingly. They're like, not only do I have my kids' stuff, but their friends know where they are and whether they're speeding or not.
Also, school and homework, always big issue. I hate when it's like, oh, you know what? I have to have a book by tomorrow. I'm like, why didn't you tell me this? And you're scrambling trying to find, you know, a certain level reading book, and you're going through your books at home.
That's your own fault, though, because you need to let them fail.
I was going to say, I would be like, then that's your grade.
Mm-hmm.
When you learn, you have to repeat the same grade because you can't do the things you need to be doing.
That's not going
to
come in handy when you're trying to get a college scholarship.
Yeah, neither is teach them to depend on you.
Yeah, when you're a student like me, you need all the help you can get. My parents were like, fingers crossed she graduates.
She comes running down the other night. It was on the weekend. She goes, oh my gosh, I had to have this turned in by 12, and it's 12:05. So my wife's like, well, text or send an email to your teacher. Well, the teacher was up. And so he wrote right back, and he says, wow, it's sad you missed the boat on that one.
Oh, okay.
And so she was all upset, and I'm like, he's right. You had until you knew when you had to turn it in. It's your own fault for not keeping up with it. So I let her go ahead and sink her own ship on that. I mean, that's she needs to learn.
And I'm glad the teacher didn't give in.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they're rules. I mean, you know, what time you got to be at work? Be there on time. They're rules.
Why didn't you look over to your side when you did that?
What?
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
I'm thinking about myself.
Talk about the judgment that some people have about how other people live their lives.
I was talking about me, by the way. Not you, even though I come in earlier.
You show up at school late, you get a tardy.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm just so glad y'all are nice and y'all don't, you know, make me be tardy or whatever else.
Tomorrow we're going to be like, let's check the roll.
Last thing that parents and teenagers are fighting about has to do with clothes in many ways. Pick up those clothes. Look at those socks. You got like a pile of clothes in your corner, and your mom or dad's trying to wash them, and you walk into the room and like, what? We got Mount Rushmore over there. Like, it's just bad. Also, sneaking clothes and wearing clothes that you should not wear out. Like, you know, you were walking out the door and like, you ain't going out in that. And I think that's more with the girls than the guys.
Well, yeah.
I mean, with the guys, it's like, pull your pants up. Come on. With the girls, though, they're sneaking out. I know, Tori, you said you had some clothes before that was in your purse, and you'd go out and you go to Burger King and change.
Uh-uh, because my mama already texted me. She's listening this morning. So, no, I didn't, Mom.
I did. Okay,
no. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I will never forget the day I walked out of the studio, and to my delight and surprise, the Nutmobile was in the parking lot. The Planters Peanut Mobile or whatever.
Yeah, I like it when that one comes by and the Wienermobile.
I have not had the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile surprise me in the parking lot yet, but the Nutmobile, I was delighted. And there was no one around it or anything. I went around taking pictures and selfies and all that.
Whenever you have the taco truck.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the ice cream truck.
I haven't seen those.
Yeah, you listen nice. For the music.
I'd be delighted with those too. Well, it turns out that they are hiring 3 people to drive the Nutmobile around the country for a year, and the pay is interesting. It sounds bad at first. It's $45,000 a year.
Bad.
That's not real good.
Well, some people don't make that, Tom.
Okay, Kato, but that doesn't make it any less hard to live on. Okay.
Well, you have to travel, too, and you'd be away from your family.
And that's where it kind of does change up a little bit. I think this is a young person's job because you are going to be traveling all year long. But one of the things that comes along with it is a travel stipend, which they don't say how much it is, but you do get paid for some of your expenses along the way, too. So that could help as well. But $45,000 is tough to live on if you're in a city and if you have a family. So I'm thinking this is more for a single person type of a job.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But they say that this is a fun job if you're interested in it. You get to be part of the Peanutter Squad. I'm sorry. And you'll be a brand ambassador for the program.
Well, thank you.
Well, pardon you?
I buy a lot of planner snuts. Can I go ahead and just be a brand ambassador? Okay. I do. I always, BOGO, I'll get four, you know, cans of those planner's peanuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
I'm a nut.
Now, they say there's some questions you need to ask yourself before applying to drive the Nutmobile. First of all, do you think you'll be able to avoid driving past anyone you went to high school with?
Oh, that'd be... come on.
I mean, people love the... They do. Both of those, the Wienermobile and the Nut.
Okay. Do you have to buy gas at Shell?
Oh, because of the Nut Shell.
Gotcha. Hey, thanks for explaining the joke, Hawk.
Oh, no, I just got it. I'm explaining it to me.
Should you disclose if you have a peanut allergy? I'm thinking, yes, you should.
Yeah.
There's a chance there's going to be nuts involved in your job.
Yeah.
Do you hate your parents this much?
Why would that?
Well, I mean, because they got to go around telling my son drives the Nutmobile.
Well, that's an honor.
Cool. Yes. Yes. Joy to everyone.
Okay. Uh-huh. Can I make fun of the guy who drives the Wienermobile? I don't think you can.
No,
you need to go ahead and bond with that person.
I would like to see them in a race, though.
It would be interesting to see them driving side by side down the road.
Yeah.
The Nutmobile and the Wienermobile. Boy, that joke writes itself.
Yeah. Don't they have a duck car that rides around sometimes for the rubber duck derby and stuff?
It's just the duck on the back of the trailer.
Oh, okay.
It has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
So another question you need to ask yourself if you are going to be hired to drive the Nutmobile. Are you allowed to take it on dates? Not that you'll have any.
I think that, you know, a girl might be, you know, excited about that.
Yeah.
Going in the Nutmobile?
Well, sure, yeah. I'm like, well, whoever gets that opportunity, it's like an experience.
Okay, another question you want to ask yourself is, where did my life go wrong to wind up at this point?
I think this is an out-of-the-box, interesting job. And if you're younger, it would be a lot of fun.
Okay.
I even said it earlier when I saw this article. I said, if I were younger, I would take that job for a year.
Yeah.
Well, because they give you hotel, food,
the last thing insurance. You need to ask yourself, this is still less embarrassing than driving a Cybertruck, right?
It is. That's correct.
Yeah. It's the Hawk and Tom Show. On B93.7.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, if you are a coffee drinker or know someone who drinks coffee, you don't want to miss out on this conversation. There's a new study suggests that people who drink coffee in the morning and only in the morning have a lower overall risk of death. Study also shows that before they get that first cup of coffee, everybody else around them has a higher risk of death.
Well, yay.
Do you have any coffee drinkers there?
That's the best health news I've gotten.
But, you know, it is very interesting. So science tracked people's health for 10 years and split them into three categories: people who drank coffee in the morning, people who drank it all day, and then people who didn't drink it at all.
Okay.
So a breakdown goes like this. The morning coffee drinkers had a 16% lower risk of dying for any reason and a 31% lower risk of dying from heart disease compared to the non-coffee group.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah.
I need to start drinking coffee.
Yeah. Or just eat coffee beans.
I'd probably prefer that because since I got diabetes, I can't have sweet coffee now.
You know what? I wonder if you could, like, you know how you make the pinto beans and you let them cook all day? If you put coffee beans in the same kind of pot and let it boil.
With a ham hock? Oh, God, yeah. It's a little ham-flavored coffee.
Yeah.
You're aware coffee beans taste different than, they're not even beans, they're
sure
fruit.
Sure I am. But you think about that, you could possibly make them like pinto beans, and you could eat them that way since you don't like coffee.
That's a stupid idea.
Well.
Anyway, they said the benefits disappeared for people who drank coffee all day, so having your last cup of coffee before noon could actually save your life.
That's very specific and annoying.
Really?
Because if you like coffee, you have to quit at noon just to get the health benefits is kind of a raw deal.
Now, moderate coffee drinkers saw the biggest benefits. They define moderate as two or three cups of coffee each morning. So I don't know where you land on that list. The benefits drop by half for people who drink more than that.
Well, let me ask you. They don't ever specify the size of the cup.
Good point, kiddo.
Okay.
Because like at home, it's a little 8-ounce, 10-ounce cup.
Yeah.
But I put 14 ounces in my mug at work.
But if you went by the measuring cups and it was just one cup of that.
That would be 8 ounces. A cup is 8 ounces.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know where he's coming up with his numbers.
We're doing math right now.
It's not math. It's called like measurements.
But you look at the measurements of a cup of sugar, and it looks so tiny, like compared to a cup of coffee, with like a coffee cup, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway,
they're not sure why drinking it later in the day makes a difference. Their best guess was, though, it messes with your sleep. So if you're drinking coffee at night, for sure, you drink the decaf at least.
There's
so
some days, some weekends I'm at home doing nothing. Mm-hmm. I will literally drink a lot of coffee throughout the day.
Yeah.
I have friends, even my mom, I'll be talking to her. 6 o'clock. I think I'm going to have me a cup of coffee and a slice of pie.
Real quick, does coffee make you go to the bathroom more?
Most people.
Really?
I think it's a diuretic. I think it makes you go to the bathroom more, and even for a lot of people, it gets the gears lubed for pooping.
I just don't break the seal yet. I just hold it. Like, you know, out with your friends on the weekends, you don't break the seal because then you have to go.
Well, this could affect you if you go to Starbucks. They have a new policy. Have you seen that?
Yes.
If you want to use the restroom, you must buy something at the Starbucks. Now, how are they going to enforce that? You think about it. You're in the restroom stall. They knock on the door and you hear that voice, you know, hey, if you didn't make a purchase, you're going to have to stop what you're doing right now.
They've always enforced this, though. I've never been to a Starbucks where the door is just unlocked. You always have to go get a key.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But years ago, remember, they lifted that little rule and said, you can always come in.
Yeah.
Someone was a homeless person trying to get in, and then they made them look bad, and they wanted to be, oh, well, we'll let anyone come in.
But this is, the new policy is even if you're going in there to work or study, you have to buy a drink. You can't just sit on your laptop.
You shouldn't be able to.
It's kind of a weird thought.
I mean, go to the library.
Yeah. A what?
don't water.
Lauder.
Don't hang around there a lot.
You know, even when I go into a convenience store, I feel like I need to buy something.
I do too.
If we're traveling I just need to use the restroom, I feel bad just running in and running out.
Go in convenience store and buy a pack of gum or something.
Yeah,
because
buy
you got
something.
The kids there, you're lined up, you're trying to get some things knocked out while you're getting some. Well, I'm getting gas too a lot of times. So
yeah,
I'm gonna do that.
I'm getting snacks.
Yeah, but you want the cashier to see that I'm buying. I know I used your bathroom.
Yes,
but I hear. Look at this. I'm buying this right now.
Do you feel guilty when you walk in and go straight to the bathroom and I'm thinking the cashier's going, are they just here to use the bathroom?
I do feel like they're judging me.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm like, I'll be right back.
See, I've always got gas first. And once you buy the gas, I feel like you're legit.
So, Starbucks, if you are going to use a restroom, you better buy something at Starbucks, which is kind of pricey, too, if you think about it. I'm going to pay $4 just to use the bathroom here.
Yeah.
Because a cup of coffee is $4.
I go out back.
But you need to be very cautious if you visit a coffee shop and there's a sign on the wall that says customers must visit the restroom before making a purchase. That's also weird.
Yeah.
You need to use a bathroom before you make a purchase, sir.
And wash your hands.
You look like you need it. Just saying. But anyway, coffee is healthy if you drink it before noon.
You got to drink it right.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to do something a little different here. I have a song, and I want people to listen to it, and then I want you to guess who the artist is.
Okay.
Who is singing this song, and also want to hear if you think it's good or not.
Okay.
All right. Ready. The song is called Bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
Liars, they seep out through your lips when you speak. Liars, you live the 168 hours a week. Liars, they told so much your head spins. Liars, you don't even know where they end. You're a walking contradiction, a hypocrite at best. You can't keep it straight, you failed every test. You're a love kind of hoodwink, you exaggerate and fabricate. Nothing about you is real, nothing about you is true. I've been bam, 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 bamboozled.
I like it.
I do like that. Catchy. Yeah.
Bam, 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 bamboozled.
All right, so that's the song. You get the idea of it there.
All right, now
any idea who the artist is?
I was going to say Taylor Swift, sounded like her.
But she's all over the place.
But based on the lyrics that I listen to hard, it's probably AI.
Okay.
Oh, an AI. Or is that
artificial intelligence?
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me tell you this.
I thought that might be a new singer. I didn't know.
The lyrics were written by a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
So, by a live person, yes.
Okay.
So the lyrics are legit.
Okay. I'll go with Bruno Mars.
Okay. not Maroon 5, Bruno Mars. I think it sounds a little Maroon 5-ish, too.
Oh, okay.
It does.
Oh, Adam Levine. Okay, uh-huh. Yeah,
okay, so,
that.
But you're right, Kato. It's sung by AI.
Really?
He wrote this song, and he said, all right, I don't have anyone to sing it, so I'm going to put it into AI. And that's what it came up with for the lyrics, not for the lyrics, but for the song and the music.
So now can he get money as a songwriter if it goes to AI instead of an artist?
I would assume that he's the one who wrote it. That's who gets paid, not so much the performer.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought that we had, wasn't there a rapper or something named AI?
Not that I'm aware of. There's a T.I.
Oh, it's Akon. There's Akon. Yeah. All right.
Now, when I'm listening to this, my first thought is I would be terrified if I was a singer.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Because that's a pop song that could be played on the radio.
Yeah, they won't need them anymore.
I know. And you can get AI to write them, too. And I like you, thought the 168 hours a week made me think it sounded very technical for like something a computer would come up with. But apparently he wrote that.
Yeah, now, was he lied to? Is that like a personal story or something?
I did not ask him. I can get him on the phone and ask.
You got to think, though. Someone sitting around going, I got an idea for a song, and I'm going to call it Bamboozled.
I know, right? That's an odd choice.
You know, you think about some of those other words like flabbergasted. I'm going to write a song about being flabbergasted.
Well, maybe he went like through a drive-thru and didn't get his order.
Yeah.
I was bamboozled. Is that what that means?
I don't know, but when I was listening to that song, I was thinking of people I know.
Really?
Like, I know people who are like that, that everything they say you can't trust. They make stories up, and you're like, that song could be about them.
That's why I thought it was AI, because it's telling us as the listener you're being bamboozled because nothing you know
is
real.
Okay, you thought that through.
I did.
I was just thinking of it. It sounded like it was too technical when they were doing the 168 hours a week. But I would think you could listen to that song, and you'd be singing, you're thinking of someone you know that lies to you all the time.
But I liked it.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Oh, I'll be singing it all day.
Yeah.
And think about how now, so you're an artist, you're trying to come up and make it in the world business, but you're competing against computer voices, too.
It was just pleasant to hear a song without beeps in it, you know. And
that's
bleeps.
True. I'm sure you can program AI to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to ask.
So what happens when this AI goes on tour? So basically, people are going to pay $200 a ticket to sit and watch a video of an AI singing this song.
Well, didn't they do that with Michael Jackson? They did the holograms.
That's true.
And if you remember way back in the 80s, MTV, Max Headroom.
Yeah.
He was just a head. And all he did was move around and talk. And it was actually, he became a, like, he's in cultural history now. Mm-hmm. So you could potentially do that, or maybe you get some band that could come along and play these songs and sound. I mean, like I say, if you gave that to Bruno Mars or Maroon 5, they could probably almost reproduce it.
And the thing is the music copyrighted, or the AI just make up the music?
That's the beauty of AI music, is it has no copyright on it.
It's going to be a lot of music. So what happens when somebody, say they release this song, it becomes a number one hit,
right?
And then somebody writes another song that matches up to the same music?
Well, it shouldn't, unless, if that's the case, the second person is going to be stealing.
I got an idea about a song. It's personal. It's like, you know, about coworkers and when they're crunching on their chips while they're at work and getting on your nerves. And you could put that out like and make a song. I want to hear
write
a song
it down,
about
Hawk,
that.
And yeah. We'll put it into AI.
And the hook can just be the crunching noises.
Yeah.
Now that's going to be harder.
It's called Homicide.
I'm going to kill him if he don't.
Crispy fries.
Close his mouth.
You need to work on the lyrics a little. AI can't fix your lyrics, but it can fix the sound.
Okay.
So that's something to listen for, is that you're going to have to be dealing with these things where these people are making these songs and you're not even listening to a real person.
That's it sounded better than some I hear.
Mm-hmm. You know, can they do different versions?
Sure.
Like a country song about it?
You could.
Yeah. So much your head spins.
I know it's probably some partners out there going, that's my ex. Sounds like my ex. I'm going to send it to her.
I need alibis because they lie.
Wait till it gets to bamboozled again. I want to get stuck in people's heads.
Okay.
Bum, 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 bum.
The irony of AI saying that.
Bam!
Yes. Bam. That's what Kato thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been bamboozled. That's better than being, I've been lied to. I've been lied to. I like bamboozled better.
It does add a little razzle-dazzle.
I'll tell my friend you liked it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.